to the United States. Ron Elving, patiently waiting by, senior editor and correspondent, Washington DC for NPR News. Ron, we've been watching these recent campus protests. There's been some moments where, you know, your heart's in your mouth a bit about what might unfold. Where are things at now?
Today, Columbia University in New York City canceled its graduation, at least in the plenary sense that they would all get together in one auditorium to have graduation. They've broken it down into individual departments and schools, much less of an event because of all the unrest, because of the breaking up of the encampment last week when the protesters moved into a building, a historic building named for Alexander Hamilton, back to the 18th century. The police came in, and the police came in force, and they rooted the students out, and they brought them out and arrested them. So I said students, but the truth is that many of these protesters, both here and on other campuses around the country, have been found to be unaffiliated with the school, but attracted to the opportunity for the attention that being on campus with these encampments and taking buildings and so on has afforded their position, their pro-Palestinian position. And of course, at times, they have sounded a good deal like they were spokespeople for Hamas. So the protests at this point are somewhat on hiatus because graduation is happening, schools are giving over for the summer, and we'll see where the energy goes after school is out for the summer. But most of the protesters are vowing to continue in one way or another.
Democrats are also feeling the heat somewhat on their unity over what is happening in Gaza, and again, all eyes on what is happening right now with respect to how things are going to unfold the next, you know, week or two. What's happening within that party? What are the fears that there may be a rift basically within the party?
Yes, absolutely, because a great number of Democrats, of course, have spent their entire lives supporting Israel and thinking of it as being an ally of the United States, our best ally in the Middle East, as is often said, and just assuming that we were going to back Israel against any kind of terrorist organization such as Hamas. However, there is also a growing body of feeling, not only in the Democratic Party, but in the nation, that Israel, under the Netanyahu administration, has been overreacting to the latest Hamas terrorist attack, heinous and hideous as that attack was, that it involved 1,200 deaths, whereas what's happened since has killed 30,000 people, most of them civilians. So are the Israelis now going to go into Rafah? They have said today they are, that they're going in even as we speak, that they're making people evacuate, and that they're going to pursue Hamas in Rafah, and that is their last stronghold in the country. Despite the fact that Hamas today announced that it would accept a ceasefire as brokered by Egypt and Qatar. Now, of course, Israel had not endorsed that particular ceasefire and has a different set of criteria.
So within the party, at what levels is this growing kind of rift, if you like, on position?
It's a great tension source in the White House itself. It's a great tension source in the State Department. And in Congress, there is a growing body of Democrats who feel that they can no longer support Israel because Israel is support for the Netanyahu regime, which they would very much like to see changed. But we'll see how this sorts out in the next few days ahead and what actually happens in Rafah. But this is creating the possibility for blowing up, essentially, the Democratic Convention this summer, where they can count on there being very heavy, heavy protest presence, not only by students, but by many other people who are increasingly sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. And that's supposed to be in Chicago in August.
Just a minute left, but are the polls 6 months out from the election showing mixed results?
Mixed results nationwide. There are some polls that show among all adults, Trump still has a lead of 2 or 3 percentage points. There was a poll out this weekend from ABC News, an Ipsos polling organization, that said that if you just talk to likely voters, which is a little difficult to determine, but if you just talk to those likely voters, Then you saw a 4-point lead for Joe Biden, which would be rather new, rather novel. Haven't seen that in a while. So the polls are a little bit confusing, but the focus is on the swing states that will determine the Electoral College, 6 or 7 of them. And there, Trump seems to be doing 1 or 2 points better than Biden pretty much across the board in all 6 or 7 of those swing states. So that's another area of concern for the White House.
Thank you so much, Ron Elving of NPR.